Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we're going to be talking about your mind powers for healing and also making yourself sick. But first, we're joined by San Antonio Mayor Ivy Taylor about the fate of the Lone Star Rail Project. Will it keep chugging along despite a serious derailment from the Union Pacific Rail Line? The Lone Star Rail District was a proposed passenger rail project that would run between Austin and San Antonio, allowing commuters to avoid congested roads. And where are we now on this project? Mayor Ivy Taylor, welcome to The Source.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. So, I mean, this was really disconcerting to find out that Union Pacific was, going backsies on the letter of intent.
Yes, it was. For me, it was surprising to learn that.
And so, first of all, we had a letter of intent, but this was, I mean, that wasn't secure. I mean, were they just like playing us along, thinking, oh, San Antonio and Austin will never get their act together, so we'll never have to actually give up this rail line?
Well, I can't say that. I have had some folks talk about the fact that Union Pacific has had some challenges related to, the economy right now and the oil prices. Seems like nowadays everything comes back to prices, but that is impacting their business, and they may have concerns that they're dealing with. So a lot of times, some of the other partners involved, they have other challenges. But, the city of San Antonio was certainly looking forward to this project, but I want to try and get a sense of what the options are in order for us to move forward and see what the folks at the rail district had in mind as far as alternatives.
So what are the options? It seems like Union Pacific is holding all of the cards.
Well, yes, it does seem like they, have a heavy hand here, but without being involved in some direct conversations, I can't, say 100% that it's dead, but it certainly looks bleak right now. But I will say also that the project has taken a line, and so, timing thing and large-scale projects. So I believe that we need to look at the rail district and its leadership as well, and figure out in a position to be able to outline what options are and a timeline and some strategic plan in order to move forward.
Our phone lines are open if you want to call in with a question, a comment from Mayor Ivy Taylor about the Lone Star Rail Project. Do you think this is something that should be moved to the top of the priority list? This is a pretty crowded priority list that we have here in San Antonio and Austin, but do you think this should be at the top? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. So, Mayor Ivy Taylor, I'm going back to the website. The website for the Lone Star Rail Project is still up. There's no update telling us that this thing has run into this major problem, but it sings the praises of all of the great things that are going to happen once this project gets moving along the rails. There's so many benefits that are there waiting for San Antonio and Austin and places in between.
Well, during my 10 years, Mayor, I've raised that we could partner with Austin. I really think it's time for us to move beyond the San Antonio versus Austin taco versus notwithstanding, but for us to figure out, how we can really work together, because we are on the verge of having a super region here. And so the rail connecting the two cities really is, I think, a key component and can facilitate so many positive things for both of our communities. So that's why I'm not willing to completely give up on the idea yet.
I mean, I-35 is unreliable. You never know if somebody's going to have a fender bender, and now you can't get up I-35 in a reasonable amount of time. We can't have two high-powered cities being tethered together with unreliable transportation that way.
Yeah, so that's why it's important for us to be as creative as we can in figuring out, what we need to do, and to talk with Union Pacific to see if so, if the timing is not now for them, is there ever a time that, you know, that's what I'd like to know from them. Again, I have not had the opportunity to speak directly with any of the representatives from Union Pacific. My understanding is that the Lone Star Rail leadership was going up for a meeting to have a face-to-face with them. I haven't been briefed on anything yet, but this certainly is you know, something we'll want to figure out so that we don't have to completely scrap this project.
Let me get a caller on the air, Adriana. Adriana, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi. I was asking Mayor Taylor, in terms of, like, governing body or the city council or whoever, it doesn't seem to me like there's a specific set of people that I can, you know, go to and say what's going on in terms of, you know, how this is being pushed to the future, because the problem is that we've been talking about this for like 2 or 3 decades, and there doesn't ever seem to be anyone that we can point to and say, I know that you've been working on this from day one. Where are we going with this? Because it's having to think about the future, and unfortunately with politics, it's so short-sighted that we really can't hold anyone accountable about the progress of what's happening.
All right, Adriana, thank you for your call. Mayor Taylor?
Well, I guess I certainly feel the frustration. I feel constituents' frustration with that complaint, not just on Lone Star Rail, but on many other issues as well, as, you know, we have a large area and we have different governmental jurisdictions that are responsible for different critical pieces. But I would say that the Lone Star Rail District is still intact, and those are the folks who have been tasked with bringing this to fruition and have been working on it for years. Though certainly it makes all the sense in the world to let me and every other one of your elected officials know that this is a priority. And again, I think we need to take a close look at leadership there at Lone Star Rail District to ensure that they have in place what's needed in order to advance the project. So I've heard loud and clear from many citizens that they'd like to see this happen, and so we are certainly prioritizing trying to figure out what the path forward is and if we can get to a point of having a real timeline. And I would agree with the caller that sometimes a turnover in elected office does have an impact, but I'm committed to determining what the path forward is.
Is this a negotiating tactic maybe from Union Pacific looking to get more compensation for the surrendering of this line?
Well, I guess I can't say that I'd rule that out. We'd have to talk with them more to see what's feasible. You know, at the end of the day, cost certainly is going to be a factor. We have to have the money. It's a priority, but there are so many different components that have to come together. It's as local jurisdictions, there's no way we can come up with all the dollars that are needed for a project of this scale and scope. So it's many different levels of government. So there's a lot of different moving parts.
Andrew has called in. Let's get him on the air. Hi, Andrew. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. So I think Mayor Taylor might have just addressed part of my question, but I was wondering about, like, Is it feasible to look at doing some sort of municipal or state-run line as a public utility rather than as a public-private partnership, since the UP deal seems to be falling through? Or is there possibly another rail we could look at another public-private partnership with in the area instead of UP? And I'll take my answer off there. Thank you.
All right, Andrew, thank you for the call. Mayor Taylor.
Thank you. At this point, I couldn't envision that happening in the near future, given some of the debates that we've had about rail in San Antonio, and also given the number of other infrastructure investment challenges that, you know, we have that we're looking to meet with our upcoming 2017 bond and through our maintenance program that we have each year. So, but you know, I guess that could be an option that someone might look and see how that might shape up. But I think there would have to be a lot more support for the concept, and that would have to be a partnership again between the various cities, because it's not just San Antonio and Austin that were involved, but there are other cities along the way that were envisioned to be part of this rail district.
Michelle has called in. Michelle, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. So I had a question, Mayor Taylor, about SA Tomorrow. The city invested, sure, and then citizens invested a lot of time in getting to where we are with SA 2020. And there's a lot of incredible data that's come with that. There's been some fantastic partnerships that come with that. And so I'm curious of how SA 2020 will roll into and be a part of SA Tomorrow and how that will all work.
Okay, great question. And fitting because part of the SA Tomorrow conversation is on transportation, and we're developing a transportation plan in conjunction with VIA Metropolitan Transit. But the answer to your question is that SA 2020 is providing the foundation for SA Tomorrow. SA 2020 was not a comprehensive plan. It was a vision for the community. So it gave everybody the opportunity to get together and talk about what the aspirations are. SA Tomorrow will give us the policy tools, the opportunity to create policy tools to bring all that to fruition, looking at our land uses here in San Antonio, what our policies are related to sustainability and related to transportation. So SA 2020 isn't going away, but we're using it as a platform to create a long-term plan that will allow us to accommodate the growth of maybe a million more people to our region through making strategic investments and decisions specifically related to our infrastructure, our land use, and transportation.
And Mayor Taylor, you wrote it's a opinion piece in today's Express News about the SA Tomorrow.
Yes, and the key point there is that the plan belongs to everyone in the area. It can't just be a City of San Antonio plan. You know, someone came to the SAWS board meeting today where I was listening, a citizen, and said, oh, this is just going to be another plan on the shelf. And, you know, and I bristled at that because not on my watch. It cannot be just another plan on the shelf. It has to be all of us collectively stating this is the direction we're going to go, and when it comes time for us to make decisions on land use and to spend money, we need to all be in agreement. Otherwise, we just relegate ourselves to whatever however the growth patterns happen. I don't believe that that's what has to happen. I believe that we can shape the future growth patterns of our city. So that's what I will be towards, and that's why it's so important for everyone to be involved and have a voice in the plan before it's finalized.
And the takeaway on Lone Star Rail, how do you feel? Are you optimistic, pessimistic, cautiously optimistic? What do you think?
I'm cautiously not pessimistic.
Okay. All right. Okay.
There is still work that's going on. You know, the environmental impact study.
That's still going on.
We are still doing some things. So we just, you know, we've got to have those tough conversations and get innovative because this is a project that San Antonio wants and needs.
I got to go. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Ivy Taylor. Thank you for your time. We sure do appreciate it. And when we come back from the NPR news break, how your mind can make you better, healthier, younger. Stay tuned.